John, you're responsible for the health of these athletes, making sure they can make it through the grind of a 144-game season. Give me an idea of what the daily routine is for an athletic trainer.
My daily routine, it's a long routine. It usually starts somewhere around the time of 11:30, where I come into my athletic training room. I set up some whirlpools, you know, tidy up, just get ready for the guys to come in, complete some arm care, shoulder exercises, lower extremity stuff, just anything that they need to prepare themselves for the day. Again, that's early. That's around 11:30. Guys start showing up around 12:30, really.
And I'd imagine everything is very player specific. So you keep files on a lot of the individual guys and what each guy needs, and I imagine that creates a lot of work for you as well.
Yeah, with all our guys, we have some sort of, especially more so our pitchers. We have daily arm care plans and a program set up for those guys to complete. Those in our starting rotation are a little bit easier to schedule and maintain because they know when they're going to pitch. Our relievers are a little bit more challenging as far as work they need to complete because we want them as fresh as possible. But at the same time, when they haven't pitched maybe 2 or 3 days, there's things that they could be doing to help maintain strength and mobility to keep them out there on the field and ready to pitch. So, yeah, there are plans for everybody, position players included. But, yeah, there's work and there's a plan for all these guys.
And I'd imagine the recent heat wave makes your job only more stressful. What's the differences between this time of the year with a heat wave and also given the fact that it's late in the season and these bodies are maybe a little bit more worn down?
I mean, I think you mentioned it. We play 144 games. That's a marathon of a season. So the difference really is right now, one, maintaining proper nutrition and diet as well as hydration before these guys step out here on the field. We've really taken a step forward in the organization as far as recovery. Our recovery starts really at the end of the game. Again, not with nutrition, with hydration. And really, sleep is a big factor. So we want these guys as fresh as possible. You know, myself in conjunction with Dong Lin, our strength conditioning coach, we're really on top of these guys to make sure that they have good habits to help them perform at their best.
How closely is nutrition watched? How often would a guy sneak a Snickers bar or something past you?
Well, I mean, if you talk to Dong or any of our players or even walk through our clubhouse, we have a catered meal that usually is here at home around noon. That's something new that the organization has really pushed for this year at every affiliate level the Phillies have. So it's a big financial move that they're making to help take care of our players. They really are a financial investment. So, nutrition is a big deal here, and I think it's just one aspect that could help these players recover so they can perform at their best.
Here with athletic trainer John May, you mentioned the pitchers before, that being a real challenge for someone in your role as an athletic trainer. And it's, I'd imagine, very important given the prevalence of arm injuries recently. What are some of the techniques, maybe after an outing, that you can use to help a pitcher recover?
After all the pitchers, let's say the ones that pitch and throw in the game, they'll come in, they will complete an upper extremity exercise program. It's nothing too strenuous or heavy, but it's just something light that we like to get them their arm moving a little bit in kind of a certain pattern or fire muscles at a certain time. Again, just to kind of kickstart the recovery process. They will have responsibilities on the strength conditioning side with Dong Lin in the weight room. Again, the whole aspect is to help kind of aid in that recovery. So it's nothing too heavy, but it's just something light that we can kind of key in and work on some strength and some pattern motions.
What about during the game? What's your role during the game? What kind of communication do you have with the coaching staff?
My role during the game is I have a great job. I get to watch a baseball game every day at 7 o'clock or really whatever time we play. It's really downtime for me, but it's not time where I could take a nap or, you know, I'm watching the field and making sure, you know, everyone's, you know, looking okay, they're moving all right. It's watching for if there's any injury or sort of limitation that these guys are showing me that, you know, maybe there's something wrong, maybe there's a health issue, maybe they're just fatigued or tired. That happens this time of year. But again, I'm really watching for injuries or a potential situation that may need my intervention.
Something happens, you've got to be there or carry them back to the mound or something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, those things happen. Batters are going to get hit by the ball. They're going to get hit by a pitch. That happens in this game. Pitchers, they expose themselves out there on the mound. They're going to get hit by a ball, a comebacker. You know, we just hope that those things are minimized by a durable, resilient type of baseball player. And again, that starts with, really believe, a good, sound strength program, just preventative stuff that they're doing to take care of their bodies, that, you know, if these unforeseen circumstances happen, that they could, you know, they're tough. We're trying to build tough baseball players here.
John May, athletic trainer for the Iron Pigs, here with us. How much of the program that you have these athletes follow comes from above in the Phillies organization, maybe like a rehabbing player? And how much can you give your own input into it to make sure these guys are at their best?
Well, I mean, we have a guy, Philly, Major League Rehab. That schedule is dictated by Scott Sheridan, our head athletic trainer. Is put forth through the organization rehab plan that the player follows. And if we can make adjustment on the fly, we certainly will do that. I'm an athletic trainer, so I certainly can't make a clinical decision if we need to make a change or an adjustment. But the plan is usually made from above. We try to follow it the best we can. Again, the goal is to get those players healthy, not stay in Iron Peak forever, and get back to the Major League ball club.
Last question for you, John. John May, the athletic trainer, here with us. I think the interesting thing that everyone's wondering is, how much say do you actually have? Say someone's injured, for example, J.P. Crawford recently has been day-to-day. How much say would you actually have, and how often would the coaches listen to you? How much do they accept your input when there is a player who has some kind of issue kind of lingering?
I'm an athletic trainer in baseball in this organization because I think I can provide, like any athletic trainer in professional sports, college, other organizations, we have a clinical expertise where we can evaluate, assess injury, perform rehabilitation type exercises, post-rehab, post-surgical. Athletic trainers really have several clinical skill sets that allow them to input with the roster of players that they have, and I'm no different. I put together a program for JP. He's getting better. Again, it's day-to-day work. We're trying to make the right progressions for him to get back out in the field, and it's really no different. Our shortstop or an outfielder or a pitcher, it's just doing what's best for that player on that given day. So, yeah, I think my clinical expertise is valued. I think that's why I'm in this position or why any of us are athletic trainers.
Johnny May, one of the unsung heroes of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, the athletic trainer for the Pigs. I know you have a jam-packed schedule on game day. Appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us. Thanks.
Thank you very much.